The collection of paintings was discovered in 2012 by tax inspectors who were searching the apartment of Cornelius Gerlitt, son of Adolf Hitler's art dealer Hildebrand Gerlitt. Cornelius Gerlitt died in May this year and named the Bern Art Museum in Switzerland as his sole heir. The museum announced Monday it would accept some of the artworks.
Die Entscheidung, meine Damen und Herren, ist dem Stiftungsrat alles andere.
The decision, ladies and gentlemen, was far from easy for the Board of Trustees. There were certainly no feelings of triumph. They would be absolutely inappropriate in light of the art collection's history.
Angesichts der Geschichte, die auf der Kunstsammlung lastet.
Among the works are paintings by Pablo Picasso and Pierre-Auguste Renoir. The Bern Art Museum said it would not accept looted artworks and pledged to help return stolen paintings to their rightful owners. But that won't be easy, says Christopher Marinello, who works for a London firm that specializes in stolen and disputed artworks.
It's extremely difficult to identify and then prove a claim to Nazi looted artwork. Many of these people were fleeing for their lives, and the last thing they were about to do is grab a box of receipts.
An agreement known as the Washington Principles aims to make it easier for claimants to prove ownership of stolen art. German authorities have struggled to deal with the fallout of the extraordinary find in 2012, says Marinello.
There's a lot to be learned in this case, the way it was handled for the next time. And I do believe there will be a next time. We have not seen the last of hordes of Nazi looted works of art.
If you destroy an entire generation of people's culture, it's as if they never existed.
The recovery of art looted by the Nazis was dramatized in the 2013 movie The Monuments Men, starring George Clooney. 88-year-old Harry Ettlinger was one of the original Monuments Men, six soldiers from a U.S. Army unit tasked with recovering thousands of looted artworks at the end of World War II, some of them hidden inside salt mines.
The first one happened to contain the stained glass windows from the Cathedral of Strasbourg, and they made a, Eisenhower made a big deal about it, rightfully so. And it was my job to go down into the mine and have miners help me get those boxes up and put on trucks to be returned.
Nearly 70 years after that mission, the hunt continues for more priceless art looted by the Nazis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.